Hello?
Yes.
Hi, good morning, Victor. This is Chaya with Family First.
I'm sorry, who is this?
My name is Chaya with Family First Care. I see you spoke to Sarah 3 days ago, I think it was.
Oh, Sarah.
Yeah, in regards to the application for the home care services.
Yeah, Victor.
For Victor, right?
Yes.
Who am I speaking to now?
Victor? This is Terrence.
This is Victor?
No, this is Terrence, the caretaker.
Oh, okay. Hey, how are you?
All right.
Good, okay. So my name is Chaya, and I'm going to help you enroll with the services. So first things first, just confirm with me Victor's date of birth, please.
Okay. Hold on. Let me get all my paperwork.
Is that 3/13/61?
That's correct.
Amazing. Now, I just want to confirm that he's going to financially be eligible in this process before we move forward. Does he make more than $2,900 a month?
Okay, he's in Keystone Mercy. Keystone One, I'm sorry.
Does he make more than $2,900 a month?
I'm pretty sure.
He does?
I know he gets a... See, he's not with me right this second, and I just left him. Dang, I wish you just would have called a little bit earlier. Can you give me everything that you need, and then me and him can call you back on a conference line?
The first step is to really just make an appointment with the broker. But I do want to just confirm that he doesn't make more than $2,900 a month.
Don't get me to quote. I'm pretty sure it is, but
I'm not physically sure
because I don't have any financial paperwork in front of me.
Is he just making Social Security money?
Say it again.
His income is just Social Security?
Yes.
Okay, so that should not be more than that. So he should be good then.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Okay, so the first step is to call the broker and schedule the first assessment. I will text you the broker's number to call now. When the broker comes down to his home, though, he will give him a form to be filled out by his... doctor. Now, I can set up a telehealth where they'll call you and fill that form out over the phone with him, okay?
Okay, listen, okay. Is he physically coming out to my property or his property?
To the patient. To his. The broker. The broker is going to call. You have to call the broker. I can text you the broker's number, and you'll call the broker and speak with them. And schedule a date and time, and then text me with that date and time.
Okay.
Okay? And then I'll schedule you for the telehealth, okay?
Okay. Hold on. Let me grab a quick pen. Bear with me 1 second. You know, never quick to find a pen.
What did he say?
I know. I just said, hold on. I had to find a pen real quick.
Okay, I'll text you the number, okay?
No, I already got a pen now.
Oh, okay, sure. 877.
Sure. Go ahead.
550.
4227?
You got it.
Okay, now, what am I doing from there?
You just ask them to schedule the assessment, and they'll give you the date and time. Once you have a date and time, just text me that date and time, okay?
Okay, you're going to...
I scheduled you for the telehealth. They'll call you at some point today as well, okay?
Okay. What is the telehealth? What does that mean?
Instead of going down to the doctor and filling the form out that the broker's going to give you, they'll do that with you over the phone.
Oh, I can do it. I thought he said I had to get a tuberculosis shot or something.
I don't know. They'll discuss that with you over the phone.
Okay.
Okay? And then I'll follow up with you once you tell me the date and time, okay?
All right.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Sure, bye.